Chapter 2. Natural Selection. Getting into Delta Force. I had been stuck in the manzanita vines for more than an hour. Thick as rope and growing to tangled heights of 10 to 20 feet, it was like swimming in a sea of 1,000 pitchforks. Thrashing, contorting, and sometimes crawling, I simply could not find a way out of the endless maze of vines. Overburdened by the 75-pound rucksack on my back and overhurried by a self-generated time constraint in my head, my subconscious was attempting to build a strong case for hopelessness. If I don't get out of here soon, I won't have the time or the energy to get to my final point. I quickly dismissed those thoughts, recalling what one of my mentors had told me before I arrived. Never, ever give up. I had to find a way out of the vines. Stress phase is the appropriately named final phase of the Delta Force selection process. Well over half the men who started the course with me many weeks earlier were now gone. At the beginning of this, the final test of the course, we were told to pack a rucksack that weighed at least 70 pounds and prepare for a long-distance movement through the Appalachian Mountains. There was no guidance on how long the movement would be or how long we would be given to complete it. For me, stress phase started at 2:30 a.m., when, in total darkness, I was dropped on a dirt trail in the middle of the mountains, a.k.a. nowhere. A Delta cadre member handed me a piece of paper with map coordinates on it and told me to find my way to the next rendezvous point, RV, and take all instructions from the cadre. And oh yeah, don't be late, and don't be light. The rumor whispered among my fellow selection candidates in the days prior had it that the total length of the movement was 40 to 50 miles, and that we had to cover the distance in less than 17...